Mr. Mayor, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, first I want to thank all of you for coming out to Concrete on this beautiful day. Second, I would like to recognize the businesses of Concrete that made the day possible by donating money to Mr. Dwelly's Black, Chinatown Electric, Summit Bank, Albert's Red Apple Market, Captain Mason, Baker River Trading Post, Concrete Chamber of Commerce, Christy Clark of Clark's Cabin. Her father actually wrote articles for Mr. Dwelly. Commissioner Ted Anderson, Concrete Liquor Store, Dana Marine Laurel, True Value Hardware Store, Versatile Dreams, and my son Joseph Cunningham. Approximately 2 years ago, I was contacted by the former owners of the Skagit Argus, the current Skagit County Public Affairs Officer, Dan Berenson. He made arrangements to review the Skagit Argus archived articles that hadn't seen the light of day for 70 or 80 years. He wanted to know if I would assist him in looking through those articles. We thought that we could be done probably by lunchtime. That was 2 years ago. We realized at first we were just going to look through them for articles related to the Skagit River flood issue, which has hounded our county for over 150 years. We then realized that we had an opportunity to look at articles for the history of agriculture, the history of logging, the history of our town, the building of the dams, and the construction of our roads. Even with the help of my wife, who did the cutting and pasting, my two sons, Joseph and Jeffrey, who helped with the electronic formatting, the project still took 2 years to complete. Long story short, with the blessing of the county commissioners, and I would like at this time to publicly thank Commissioner Ted Anderson, along with Commissioners Monkston and Dahlstedt, for their support on this public project. We published 4 books, one containing articles from the Skagit Argus and the Burlington Journal, the Skagit Valley Herald, the Courier Times, and last, but by no means least, the Concrete Herald. The books are available in all of our public libraries. They are also available online on the internet at SkagitRiverHistory.com and SkagitCounty.net. When we got to the Concrete Herald, we realized that we found something really special. The paper was owned and operated by Mr. Charles, many of you knew him as Chuck Dwelly, from 1929 to 1970. I never had the honor of meeting Mr. Dwelly, but through this historical project, I feel I know Mr. Dwelly. Mr. Dwelly was by far this valley's greatest communicator. He was a masterful wordsmith. He spoke the common man's language and knew how to make the common man get up and do things. He was the master of the two-sentence paragraph, three-paragraph news article. But after you read those 6 sentences, you came away knowing that you felt that you knew everything you had to know about that given subject. Mr. Dwelly served on various commissions, including the Skagit County Planning Commission. He was a community activist. He supported the construction of the Baker Dam, the replanting of our forest, the using of recreational opportunities all around us. He would show up in public meetings and testify passionately about his concerns, and he never hesitated to use the power of his editorial page and try and get the rest of us to see his vision for the future of Skagit County. He never got angry if you disagreed with him. He felt he just had to work a little harder to get you to see his vision. One of the issues that Mr. Dwelly was most passionate about was the construction of a bridge across the Skagit River for the upriver community. He despised the unsafe ferry systems that carried our school children across the river. He realized early on that there was not going to be any federal funding to help the people of Skagit County, nor was there going to be any state funding. This had to be done by the people of Skagit County, if his vision was ever to be realized. So he worked real hard to get the 3rd District Commissioner some support, and he helped elect a couple of flatlanders in District 1 and District 2, who promised him, as well as all the people of Skagit County, that the bridge was their number one priority.
Once they were elected, Mr. Dwelly waited patiently for 1 year. And then he held a meeting with those commissioners. He stood up and he asked them what the status of the bridge was for the concrete community. Now, I have to think that the commissioner was probably pulling Mr. Dwelly's leg, but it was the wrong joke to the wrong man at the wrong time. For the commissioner reportedly said, "What bridge? I don't know anything about bridge." Mr. Dwelly, being the man of character and class that he was, he did not yell and scream. He didn't call them names and point his finger at them. He came back to concrete, that building just 3 doors down the street. He sat down at his desk and he did what Mr. Dwelly did better than anyone else in this valley has ever done. He wrote the following editorial. "This week, our editorial column is reserved for the complete and detailed report of the plans made, financing outlines, surveys completed, and other notable work done on the Skagit River Bridge for the Upper Valley by the county commissioners who only last year were elected to office with the bridge as the number one item in their campaign pledges. The complete report reads as follows." The next three paragraphs were totally blank. At the bottom of the editorial page, Mr. Dwelly wrote, "It has been a long time since we have had such an unblemished record presented by men hired to serve the public as top executives. We only hope these men choose to stand on their record in the next election." He wrote that editorial on December the 11th, 1947. Mr. Dwelly's editorial lit a fire under those two flatlanders, and the next November, the county commissioners put on the ballot the opportunity for the people of Skagit County to vote on the building of the Dalles Bridge. 78% of the voting public that participated voted to tax themselves to build the bridge, causing Mr. Dwelly to write the following editorial. "Well, there's your bridge, handed to you on a silver platter by the people of Skagit County. All you had to do to get it was work yourself into alternate states of fury and despair over a period of 18 or 20 years before someone noticed that a bad situation wasn't getting any better, that our wails and the wilderness were of some distress. It takes a lot of time to convince a few stubborn men who don't want to understand, a very short while to convince a lot of common folks. So when you get around to watching the final steel go into place on that bridge across the Skagit River, make sure that on the inevitable plaque that goes with its price, there are no dedications to glory for the few men whose duty it was to make the plans and buy the steel. Instead, let's have simple wording of honesty and truth. This bridge built by the people of Skagit County. I wager folks will come for miles around to see that plaque alone. It would be so unusual." Mr. Dwelly, 58 years after you wrote those words, your unusual plaque, ordained with your words of honesty and truth, are going to be placed on the Dalles Bridge. At this time, Mr. Mayor, I would ask that you introduce our honored guest for the unveiling of the plaque.
We have with us today two granddaughters of Charles Dwelly. Judy Dahl, who's going to be the guest speaker, and Jill Chase. And they're going to unveil the plaque for here. And you don't need to do that. And we're going to unveil the plaque officially here. And ask Judy and Jill to come over. And we have Mr. Sid Ham, and he'd like to play Amazing Grace song with you.
Thank you, Jim. You got a man in the state of the Utah in 15 years.
Also here today is our mother and one of our daughters, Kelly Doe, our father's name, North Pollock, and her family, and of her family, struggling by the children of Alice Pollock. We want to thank Larry Hunter for everything that he has done along with this event, acquiring this class, and his ongoing work to improving the history of the Catholic Church. His admiration for my papa and his recognition of Papa's contributions to Yankee Abbott has been very gratifying for me. Had he ever had the opportunity to meet and get to know him, I know Larry and Papa would be very proud. He is so grateful to Papa that my mother has done this, and we are so fortunate to have him. Our Papa was very proud of his pioneer heritage. Dating back to 1870, when Larry and Willie's grandfather staked a claim to his land in Skagit Valley near North Korea. His great aunt, Kate, was the second white girl to be born in Skagit. Papa was a gallant historian and many of our attractions to the Concrete Museum and the Pioneer Museum in the corner, a rich people belongs to what was created by him. Papa was married to help two families in the country. Our father's mother, Helen, passed away in 1969. Papa E. Portsmouth married another Helen a few years before he retired from the newspaper. And although she cannot be with us today, she is healthy and happy and will turn 96 on her birthday. And she let me know that she walked the line today, literally in her own home, she had a line for her and was a part of her today. On behalf of all the family, I thank you for coming to today's event and for wanting to join you. This is the best we can honor in that I couldn't call it from it. It isn't going to be full of corn, love, or caution at all. As long as this substantial group stands, so will the name of our brother come flat as I did. Whether the name is adopted as a representative remains to be determined. I'm here to therapy for you today to remember the older days before this group across the Skagit existed, when people who lived on the outside of the river had no way to get to town and come. In fact, the successful attempts of Kingsville, brothers near to Alice, were isolated on the south side of the river in those days. Long since, who each of them were called by the most important experiences and work to get them through. The campaign to get a good place in the answer to the size of the area can be sought out by the right to the church.
Another group here that does a lot
course. Puget Sound Energy, they always contribute to all activities at our school events and other. We have a member here, Dave Reed, who would like to little say something on that behalf.
Well, it does give me great pleasure to represent Puget Sound Energy today. Company's been involved in the community since the early 20s, and based on a couple things I heard this morning, Mr. Dwelly was in support of the projects that were built here in the valley and have been involved with providing electricity as well as employment for a number of people for many, many years. And Puget Sound Energy is very proud to support the Conway community. I actually happen to live in Amherst and work in Bellevue, but I always consider it a pleasure to come north. If I could get all the way from Edmonds to Concrete much quicker than I can get the 19 miles back to go to Oracle Bellevue. So it's always a real pleasure to come this way and be part of this community. I'm involved with a lot of people I see out there in the Bald Eagle Festival every year, and it's always a great pleasure to come this way and support this community and the schools and everything else that Puget gets involved with us here. So it's with great pleasure that we were asked to become involved with the dedication of this plaque, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to represent Puget Sound Energy here today.
Alrighty. You know, it's like I said, it takes a lot of people to make a community. There's some people that's really done a lot. There's a person here today that's done a lot for this community, and he's been listening to them all day long. And he's helped us in a lot of ways. And he'd like to add a little bit to this celebration thing for this. Talk to Ron and tell Gloria for what he's doing. And I'm going to give the mic back to Ted Anderson.
I remember when I went to school in Concrete, I had a friend that lived in Virtue named Earl Waddell. I know the Hoovers remember him. He's always shopped at their store. And the first thing he did when he came to Concrete was buy a copy of the Concrete Herald. And the first thing he read was Charles Dwelly's editorial. So he was always commenting on them. So I knew a lot about Charles Dwelly before this ever came up, and it's quite a rarity that we'd have somebody of that kind of talent be here in a little community of Concrete, because he could have wrote editorials for any newspaper anywhere in the world that he wanted to. But he chose Concrete, did a lot of great things for us. I don't think Larry Kunzler's been recognized quite enough for the gift that he's giving not only to the Dwelly family, but to the community at large. Larry has put an incredible amount of work into this. He's put together these books that are in themselves phenomenal, and he's did a whole series of them through his research. And today we have copies of these books that we want to present to the Dwelly family. Where did Larry go? Come here, Larry. Larry wanted me to present them, but really they should go from Larry to them, so Larry, if you would do that at this time, as a memento, we'd like to present those. And Larry, do we have one for Mrs. Dwelly as well that they can take to her? Okay. And these plaques are going to be, as you've heard, installed on both ends of the bridge that Mr. Dwelly brought to us. So, again, I want to thank Larry, and I want to thank Mayor Billman. And we also need to recognize Doris Pollock, who also happens to be. Doris, would you wave your hand? We all basically need a boo-boo there, Doris. But anyway, this honors a great man that gave a lot to all of us, and hopefully his memory will live on forever. I want to thank you all for coming and participating, and thank everyone that helped fund these plaques. And have a great day. Make sure you enjoy all the rest of good old days in Concrete, because really, these are good old days. Cascade Day!
Thanks a lot, Ted. And like I said, I hope everyone enjoys the day and the week. really blessed to have someone do something like this for our town and our area, and we're really blessed for all of you.
Thank you.
Have fun.